Pete Rose logged more hits in baseball history than anyone else. No one has come close to breaking his record. But he was also at the center of one of the game's biggest scandals, a scandal that changed baseball forever. In the new book, Charlie Hustle, New York Times bestselling author Keith O'Brien chronicles Pete Rose's spectacular rise and fall. Drawing on firsthand interviews with Rose himself and his associates, this is Pete Rose as we've never seen him before. By Charlie Hustle, available wherever books are sold.
Radio that sounds like radio. If you've never heard radio, it's the Cat Named Mo Show.
Show, thanks for hanging through. Can't escape it. It was a lengthy commercial break. I'll give you a little behind the scenes here in radio. Sometimes, baby, yesterday's favorite. When you have a guest like Ian Beckle stand for one segment, you combine two because you know you're going to lose it. And then I have to play catch up. That's what that was.
A little Talk Talk, huh?
Yeah, but it's a cover of one of my favorite Talk Talk albums. Were you a Talk Talk fan?
No.
How'd you know it was Talk Talk?
Because I knew the lyrics, but I didn't know that.
This is Placebo.
Placebo, yeah.
Another one of my favorite bands.
Placebo, I could deal with them.
They covered
I can tolerate
them. Yeah, they covered the F out of this.
They really did.
Which, I missed the piano, the pounding piano from the original, but the guitar, it works. Remember, it was really a piano-driven track with Talk Talk.
Yeah.
But
I remember the as soon as the baby, how does it start? Baby life.
Life's what you make.
Life's what you make it. Yeah. How it comes at the start of it. But yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, I think I have. If you give me 1 second, Tina, you're gonna you get me down that rabbit hole, Ben.
OG.
You get me down that rabbit hole. You know that's never good.
Let me tell you something. Why he looks this up?
Why?
Tiger Woods is in the hunt.
Oh, stop it. Nah, stop it. You got you people that think Tiger Woods is coming back. Well, you crack me up.
He's in third place.
He's done. It's over for the Woodsman.
Tiger Woods, y'all.
Tiger Woods, y'all. Nothing. It's over. He is a different. When he crashed into that tree, the tiger that you knew ceased to exist.
It was before the tree, first of all. No, you're talking about the one outside his house?
I was talking about the one outside his house. Yeah,
when he got clubbed with a 7-iron by his Norwegian wife.
She clubbed the tiger out of him.
She did.
Yes, she did. So, yeah, he's going to look like he's coming back. He ain't coming
but
back.
But here's the thing. Even the little tease, when he shows the moments like this, it's good for golf.
Yes.
It's good for golf.
Sure.
I was watching it earlier, and they showed the stands. Hold on. They watching the stands. I thought it was a football game.
I feel like he's playing with your emotions. Here we go. I'd rather him just go away and stop reminding me of how great you were and how much I miss you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's what I would say. Here's the original. See that piano. That's what I miss. While Placebo's version is a slightly more modern, I still like this one better. Here's the baby part. Baby, love's what you make. The other thing is Mark Hollis's voice is so forgettable.
Yeah.
You had some questions. My brother was in on the Soul Brother Kevin show. You can hear Soul Brother Kevin and myself and JR every Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 right here on 102.5 The Bone. By the way, Soul Brother Kevin will be out at Total Wine and Spirits the Clearwater location. Go holler at your boy. He'll be out there from 5 to 9.
7.
5 to 7. Yeah, that'd be a long appearance. Besides, I am having dinner with him at 7. We have the first meeting of a lot of members of the crew.
Oh, I can't wait. Where are we going?
You too?
No. Ben. Oh. I'm going to holler at you when the time is right. It's not all not right. tonight.
All right. So let me ask you. So you had your brother.
My brother, now, who had just been released from about a lengthy incarceration, and I had not seen throughout that incarceration. And when I say lengthy, I mean it was lengthy.
Wait, why didn't you go visit him?
Well, that was part of the conversation.
Well, first off, for 9, close to 10 years, I did not live in Florida. So there was that. The other thing was, you know, it's jail.
Okay.
So let me ask you a question.
It's hard to
you
know where
no,
he was.
I don't understand.
You working every day, and then you get a day off. Last thing you want to do is make that 2-hour trek down to Rikers.
Wow. Just to see your brother rotting in jail. Right? Like,
he wasn't rotten. Yeah, he actually really. Came out buffer than he was when he went in.
So unfortunately, both the Garabo show and Soul Brother, I guess there was so much traffic on the app that it was cutting in and out. So
yes.
I got part of it. The part that I found most interesting was, first of all, your mama's boy. You can't do anything wrong in your mom's eyes.
I don't know if that's true, but
I mean, she she had your back and
for everything.
Check Kevin on everything.
Well, but she would do that with any of her sons. Although I am her favorite, I will admit
that's
that.
That's how you get to be the boy.
The yeah. Second takeaway is man. That was his nickname.
Was my nickname. Oh. Well,
why
she still calls me man.
Man.
She still, because no one would get it. They'd be, why are they calling you man? As Kevin did.
Right.
Asked yesterday.
All right. Third, your brother expressed to you his, I guess, disappointment that you hadn't written him or come and visited him.
You see?
I'm wondering, and I hope I'm not, you know, getting too deep. If I am, you can turn off my mic.
You can ask me anything. I don't care.
Did you hear him? Did you feel...
Oh yeah, I heard him. I was right there. Absolutely.
No,
yeah,
I know you heard him. But did you hear? Did you feel any regrets or?
I expressed it, and I expressed it. But you can't express it. Probably. I mean, now understand this. I did always inquire. There was a time when they were just moving him around. It was. And I
heard a lot of those excuses.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that sounds like
I got it. They moved him, but then you justified by watching his daughter.
That's all. And I was there for him. I acted in his stead while he was away for his daughter.
Okay.
My niece.
I'll give you credit for that. Yeah. It takes a man to do that. But after that interview, and where does it go from here? Like he's out. How long has he been out?
But before you answer that,
just about a month.
Before you answer that, did you and your brother have a relationship before he went in?
We were brothers. Have a relationship. In other words, Ben, I have three brothers. I moved out of the house when I was 18. The day I turned 18, I moved out. Even when I was in the house with him, because I was the only one that had a different father, I was just different from while I love them, because they're my brothers, and, you know, I wouldn't let any, you know, we'd have each other's back. We were not, like, I specifically, because of how I was raised, like, I expressed the importance to London of the fact that his little brother Legend idolizes him, mm-hmm. and to spend time with him, yeah. and to cherish the fact that Legend is his biggest fan.
But that's something you didn't do. Yeah.
No, I didn't have an older brother, so I didn't have to.
You don't look down.
You look up.
No, you take care of your little brother.
I took care. I took care.
But when he got locked down,
what was I supposed to do? Break him out?
So. He's been out a month.
About a month, yeah.
And you hadn't seen him since? Since he got out.
When he got out, the week he got out, I called my sister and I said, next week, let's have a barbecue. Let's bring him over to the house. Every mom and everybody come over. And, you know, that's how I want to see him. And then I received, she said, okay. And then like 2-3 days later, she said he had to work and I had to cancel it. But it wasn't until yesterday on the Soul Brother Kevin show that he admitted he just felt uncomfortable.
Which, I don't know how long he did, But it's a hard transition. It's got to be. I mean, I don't know, but I'd imagine it's a hard transition.
His uncomfortableness, he said, he expressed, he said, because he had not met Melanie and he didn't want, which I still don't understand. And then I think I expressed that last night. He said he'd rather meet out at a bar or somewhere and talk and whatever, and then he'd feel comfortable coming over to my house. And that's kind of, I think that's representative of his father's side. And because I am a product more so of my mother than the father I never knew, so it all comes from her. And she's very easy going. I'm just easy going. To me, it doesn't matter how long you're away. You're my brother. If I invite you over to the house, you're welcome.
I understand what you're saying. I mean, you were being welcoming and you want him to come over.
But
could you see where he was? He hadn't met your wife. He probably hadn't. Did he ever meet your kids?
No, because they weren't born when he went away.
And he's been locked up in a cell for a long time, you said. So, you know, that adjustment has to be overwhelming. And maybe he just felt more comfortable with a one-on-one or meeting Melanie first or meeting your kids.
It could be overwhelming, a lot to take in.
This is what I will say. I heard him say it. I heard you say it. I heard you just echo it. And I heard Spike be a crowd cheerleader.
Hype man.
I don't get it. I hear it. I don't get it. If I'm your brother, you come over to my house.
Do you understand that we don't get you didn't go visit him?
What's that?
Do you get that we don't understand you didn't go visit him? Because
I understand that. But this is what I would say to you. I didn't visit him when he was out. and I'm not trying to be funny. We'd go 3 years and I never see the guy. So
it brings it all together. Both of you weren't putting the effort to actually make and mold a relationship from the beginning.
I had a relationship at the beginning. He was my brother.
You forgot that you lived with him.
They were my brother. Yeah, I forgot. He actually lived with me at one point.
And he forgot.
I forgot. It was for a short time. Ben, I've been all over the world. I've been around the world.
I understand. I just, you know.
Yeah, but that's my point.
Now I get it.
I didn't visit him when he was out.
Right. So it's not odd to you or him that y'all didn't visit each other.
But I should have written. That was a huge mistake.
You loved to write
on my part.
And did you tell him that?
Yeah, I did. Okay. I said I take onus on that. That I regret that. But I didn't know it. I wasn't thinking. You know. Probably somebody.
I mean, I don't see you as a bad person.
I'm kidding.
You got a big heart and you got a good soul and so. I just didn't, you know, it's complicated. But at the end of the day, it's family.
Right.
You know,
right.
At the end of the day.
I told him last night, I said, listen, if you need a place to stay, I've got a room.
There you go.
Yeah. Moving forward, you guys need to make that effort.
Because you don't want
to
be, you know, the one thing is regrets. At the end of the day, if something were to happen, you're like, oh, I wish I had done. You don't want to play that game.
I wouldn't do that.
You check with Melanie?
I'll be good with it.
Hey, you check with Melanie?
You see,
about
but
that
I
room?
Don't understand how
don't
he just
I don't have to check with nobody.
Said that he'd be good with it.
It's Mo.
I don't get that.
I'd be good with what? What would I be good
if
with?
If somebody checks out in life and you're like, I'm good with what our relationship was.
Baby girl, we all die. We're all headed
one
to
out of one.
Yeah,
we're all dying.
But while that person is here on Earth, you try your best to be with them.
A lot of people on the earth. I can't be with all of them.
Okay. you're sounding really cold right now.
How often do you talk to your mom?
I mean, we talk often now. There would be times. I don't know. You know what? I've always been self-sufficient.
Or and selfish.
You talk when she calls. He talks when she calls.
My mom knows that I love her. My mom, this is what I'll tell you. I'm gonna give you an example. Let's go to break and we're gonna get my mom on the phone. I'm gonna give you an example of why I'm not the asshole that Jerrica is trying to portray. We'll be back. It's the Cat Named Mo Show.
The Cat Named Mo Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.